Along with money, successful candidates need enthusiastic supporters willing to give up weekends to distribute yard signs, march in 4th of July parades, and make get-out-the-vote calls on Election Day. Those kind of volunteers usually come from the ranks of Republican and Democratic Party regulars. Running as an independent, Greg Orman doesn't have ready access to those folks. And it's reflected in his early fundraising, says University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller.
He has a good top line here, but he isn't really showing that a lot of average Kansans actually support him.
Much of the $450,000 that the Johnson County businessman raised in the first reporting period came from out-of-state donors writing big checks. Donors who can help Orman buy TV ads, but who can't volunteer or vote for him. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.